these dreams are flashes where you see the dog.
There was a dog. It used to come by my house when I was a little kid. It would stand outside the window just watching me.
Did it do anything? I mean, did it ever try to attack you?
No. I keep thinking about it like maybe it's not really a dog. Maybe it wasn't really a dog.
But what do you mean?
I don't know. Like maybe it was something else. I get the feeling like it was something else, you know?
Like what?
I don't know, man. Can you help me? Is there a way to find out what's happening to me? What's wrong with me?
Well, if you're willing, we can try some hypnosis.
Whatever. Whatever it takes, I have to find out what's going on. I have to find out what's happening to me.
All right. I want you to let your mind drift back to the night of September the 3rd. You went to bed early. You were sleeping soundly. You were sleeping very, very soundly. You're in your bed.
Inhabit leather planes and planetoids and carcass left behind a walking flashback. Scars from the G-forces, quantum jump jet lag. Cells implode from the compression, painful as it pops the ears. Double-throated blue skin bitches, the ships of crystal tears. Soldiers literally shoot, his camouflage and ghillie suits. Commando style, blizzard equipping a T-force, skinny boost. Gelatinous, the fetuses were grown inside a pool of goop. Telepathically, I was summoned to join another group. The halls were cold, operation table tools, a solid gold photonic blast. Weapons, explosions like giant spores of mold. Worm-like creatures constructing a nest from metal parts. Three-dimensional laser display in the cartographic charts. Arms and legs were long and lanky, nimble through the cross spaces. Angered and revealing rows of teeth that's built them all faces. Made to sleep on fecal matter, noisy intermittent shrieks. Insectoid compound stomachs that just alive for weeks. Drop me once off Empathy, twice no Bergen Braddock Park. Close encounter under second con, they left their landing marks. Save me, drop me back in bed. Marrow sample, drill a bone, paralysis. Frozen and tried to reach the telephone. Seen liquid smoke, indicative the cooling pipes were flaming hot. Henry Ford work line, rows of sentient blinking bots. I could have slipped, I started to climb. Some sort of bio slime. Suspended animation in nitrogen tanks for cryo time. They fed us pellets, memories are fresh. I'm there, can almost smell it. No sound coming out the mouth. I'm screaming, helping, yelling, panic stricken. Torture test, electrocution, backflipping. Fire from the belly of the sun, alone for mad missions. Just a vessel, lobster clasping mantises that's trained to wrestle. Interstellar traveler, accoutrements for Captain Special. Dizzy after walking, wobbly, fozzy, freaking fuzzy fuckers. Cotton candy webbing, form a chrysalis. Divine sucker, symbol of a kissing crane. Yogi sent a sleeping pod. Atmospheric sudden disturbance, is shrieking, screaming god. Synthetic fibers, buttons, spools, shiny fur. Big plans, marking us like cattle with itchy subdermal implants. Conscious but I'm paralyzed, watching them as they fraternize. Silence as they move in the shadows, no sense in advertising. Why they treat us in that fashion? Bucket slopping tiny rations. Incubators with hybrid humans, abominations. Hatching face look like a chest bust, the body of an armadillo. Compounds erasing your memory, smattered on your pillow. Every other night appearing, pressure dropping, light refracted. Radiated leakage on the ground, they leave it compacted. Travis Walton with these streamer beasts like Betty Barney Hill. Hypnotic regression, confirming they coming for me still.
I'm Dan Blatt, I'm a golf pro. For years I worked real hard at suppressing all abduction memories. Now that I remember, I'm scared to death almost all the time. I know they'll be coming for me again. They always come back.
My name is Ruth Kennedy. I'm a housewife, and I don't think we should be afraid of them. I feel like the initial fear is on our side, an all too human fear of the unknown.
My name is Margaret Hussey. I'm a stockbroker. I feel fortunate that they selected me. I think we're all really lucky, special. We've been chosen for a higher purpose. We should be proud of being marked in this way.
Javier Perez, I'm a foreman. We're laboratory rats, that's all. Specimens. They've been manipulating my life since I was a little boy. And they never asked permission. They never once asked.